So it was chapter 3, Mishnah 3. So he brings here the background to this. The Kati says, the Pasuk, where we're learning about this whole sugya, this whole issue of, the man who rapes a woman or seduces her, the Pasuk says that if a man finds a virgin maiden who is not betrothed, so it says there, who is not betrothed. So this Mishnah is going to pick up on what is that wording in the Pasuk that says, who is not betrothed. So says the Mishnah, Narish in this Arsa v'nis Garsha. If a girl was betrothed and then divorced, right? So she didn't go through the full marriage process. She just did the first part and then they broke off the marriage at that point. She didn't go through the second part. And in other words, she never had relations with her husband, right? She was still a virgin. She was still a virgin. Well, it. No, I mean it is. Yeah, but in the Torah sense, that's divorce. Because the first part is the condition, or the actual manual document, so they're betrothed or divorced, and then an incident happens that she's violated. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he says Ein La Knas. He says that there's no fine payable in this case over here because. It's because this is what the pasuk means, that it's got to be a woman who's not betrothed, who's never been betrothed, and this woman has been betrothed. So that's the way he learns the pasuk, that in that case the fine falls away, that 50 shekel, whatever, silver fine falls away. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Yesh la knas, he says, no, the fine still applies. So what does the pasuk mean when it says who's not betrothed? It means, uknas la atzma, that means that the fine goes to herself. She gets the fine instead of her father getting the fine. That's the way he learns out at the pasuk. And the Kati brings it, the loch is like Rabbi Akiva, that there is a fine still payable, but it goes to the father. I mean to her, sorry, not to the father.